Blog Talk Radio.
Don't need the money, don't need the fame, don't need a million fans screaming my name. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for all that I But if I didn't have it, or they took it away, I wouldn't stress at all, I'd be okay. Cause I got my baby, and she gives me everything I want and need. That's why I say, long as I got you, I'm good. Ain't no other self but me, I'm good. If I had to walk through I'm in pain, don't need a personal trainer, cause baby you work me out. Every day is a holiday, so I celebrate. Girl, you're the best thing God ever made. I love you so much, you're more than in love for my life. So believe me when I say,
your man DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building as promised. You know what I'm saying? We got a great, great, great show for y'all. Shout out to everybody on iHeart, College Underground Radio, TuneIn, Stitcher, Amazon, iTunes, too many, all the platforms that we on. Shout out to everybody on there. Today's a super, 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 super special show, man. As promised, we've been promising y'all this for a long time. Y'all been hitting me up, but she's in the building. Yes, Miss LaToya London is in the building. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. It's a blessing, you know. It's a blessing to have somebody of your magnitude here. We blessed.
I appreciate that.
No doubt, no doubt. Tell us, you know, like where it all began for you.
Man, where it all began, like from the beginning?
Like what made LaToya London, what made you decide this is what I'm going to do?
Wow. I think honestly it was just like the reassurance and encouragement that I got, you know, when I was younger. You know, I had nothing but support, you know, of people, you know, wanting me to sing, you know, clapping when I was finished, you know, all mm-hmm. that. So about, I would say about when I was about 10, I knew for sure I wanted to be a singer, you know, when I grew up. Started, and then, yeah, my parents, they were just really supportive, keeping me involved in different talent shows. And, you know, my dad would drive me to the studio. Like when I was 12, I was in the studio singing. And, yeah, just the support that I had around me, honestly, I think that's what encouraged me to really make that final decision.
Yeah, because it takes a certain kind of bravery to, you know, want to go to American Idol and 1,000 of contestants and just say, and, you know, and try out, you know, and it takes a lot of bravery just to, you know, to just even get your foot into the door. Who's some of the people who
right.
influenced you? Like, you know, who's some of the people you saw when coming up like that made you, you know, that singers that you saw that you admired?
Well, you know, Whitney Houston, honestly, was like definitely a first, you know, when I was about, I think when I was 4, her song is like the first song that I sang in front of one of my mom's friends. And that's kind of what started me performing in front of family members and stuff. Yeah, I could barely sing the words, but I knew her songs, you know. And then I would study. I remember sitting up in a high chair and we had the cassette radio, and I would play that first album of hers, you know, when she was in the orange. It was like an orange cover or whatever. And I would just play every song that I liked, and I would just study. And then about 10, Anita Baker's Rapture album came out, and I would study that. And I was playing it on a record player, and I was just singing and emulating her and just really diving into it, you know what I mean? So I would say Whitney, Anita, then Mariah Carey came. It was a rap. I was all over Mariah Carey. Then In Vogue, you know, who are from the Bay, big up to Oakland Bay. I was all over them too. So those are the singers I would say that I grew up really studying and admiring, you know.
Those are, you know, that's a great list of singers to admire. You know, like afterwards, after everything, how did life change, like when it was all over?
What, with Idol?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even before Idol, I was pretty much singing for a living, you know, but I was singing at weddings. I was part of a band that when we did a lot of weddings, and then I was a part of another band that was more corporate oriented. And and I had quit my job I was working at a store as a cashier. And so when I started singing full time with these bands, I quit my job, and then I planned on moving to LA music school, you know. And on my way there, a friend called me, like right before I was to leave that weekend, my friend called me and was like, you know, they have an Idol auditions. And so I was like, you know, I was contemplating it, like, I don't know, you know. You know, I had heard like some negative stuff, like, you know, if you do shows like that, you know, you won't be able to go further. It's going to pinhold your career, you know. So I was a little afraid, but at the end of the day, I was like, look, what do I have to lose? Let me just see. And so, yeah, after that, so obviously I got on the show, and after it was all over, you know, it was pretty much signed and sealed, you know, that I was going to be a performer from that point on. It opened up so many doors for me, you know, and I've been singing and acting ever since, you know, that's it.
So when a person comes to book you for a wedding now, it's like about 20 more G's than it was back before the Idol. You know, things like that need to change, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
The little place you were singing before, the price is different for you now, I'm pretty sure of that.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, so that is the change. Yep.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, like, what's the process of them, like, when you went there the first day? Because I'm intrigued with it, so I'm sorry I'm asking you all this. But, like, the first day, like, it was it hard? Like, you had to wait in a long line? Because, you know, when you see on TV, it seems like it's millions of people and y'all waiting. And it's like, you know, how was it for you? Was it really like that? Like, you had to wait through a long line? And, you know,
yeah.
How did that go?
Definitely. You know, Idol showed a lot of us, you know, amateurs that hadn't been a part of that TV world, there's a lot of hurry up and wait. A lot of that. And plus, you know, you have thousands of people that they have to go through to hear perform. You're trying to manage a whole bunch of people. So, you know, it was like, you know, hurry up because we got to, you know, be on time to get to this room. But then you got to wait to wait for a lot of people to get through their auditions before it's your turn, you know. And then even after that, you got to wait because then announcements are coming next, you know, of who made it in or who didn't or what's next for tomorrow or, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely a lot of patience that you have to have, you know. So, yeah, bring a snack, you know, chill out, a book, something.
That's real.
Each process. Yeah, through each process, too, it was like that. Even once you're on the show, you know, it's a lot of hurry up and wait because you're dealing with a TV production. So, you know, things take time to set up and mm-hmm. you know, so you just kind of got to roll with it.
All right. So you did a song called How Can I Love the Rain? What was the inspiration behind that song?
How Do I Love the Rain?
How Do I Love the Rain? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm surprised you asked about that song. I haven't gotten that question yet. That song is a classic, okay? Straight up classic. And that actually was when someone submits a song. Yeah, so that was a song submission. So it was already written. And the owner of the label at the time, you know, we love the song. And so the inspiration by, I guess, keeping the song or wanting to go ahead and record it was just wanting to have a timeless classic album, you know, the first album that I had. And, you know, that's really it. It was just like, it was beautiful. It's like we couldn't even pass up on it. It was just so beautiful. And that's the type of singer I am. Like, you know, I have my R&B songs, I have my pop songs, but I also have my classic stuff too. So I'm just, you know, kind of well-rounded, you know, musically. So I wanted to showcase that on the album as well.
All right. That's what's up. We're going to get into that joint. We got LaToya London in the building, season 3 front runner American Idol. We're going to keep it kicking. We're going to get into this hot song. We're going to come back and kick some more with it. Let's do it, Beach Through Radio.
Black umbrella popping up, clouds moving in. Yellow taxi filling up, falls first bitter wind. And as the whole world rushes by, I feel you getting near. For me, it's like a time machine that takes me to this moment every me.
Pretty song from Miss LaToya London. We got her in the building.
Thank you.
Now I got another question that some of the people that have been listening to the show want to know. They want to know, like, what's going on? Is there some drama, like, you know, that we don't see? Like, is American Idol got some love and hip hop scenes behind backstage? Like, is there people that be? There's a lot of competition, so there's a lot of divas, a lot of dudes. You know, what's it really like backstage?
Yo, I mean, I will keep it real and say yes. You know, there's stuff that happens behind the scenes, you know, beefs between people or, you know, little stuff. But, you know, I can't kiss and tell, you know what I'm saying?
Did you have just, all you can tell us is, did you have a little beef one time? That's all we need to know. Did you have beef one time?
I didn't.
You just watched it from afar?
I watched it happen, yeah. but it's like anything else, you know what I mean? When you get a group of people together, and you know, with love and hip hop and all that stuff, it's not necessarily based on competition, but competition does mm-hmm. happen within it, you know what I mean? People are mm-hmm. You know, hating on each other or jealous of each other or whatever, and so things come up. But yeah, when you get a group of people together, most likely there's going to be some type of turmoil happening somewhere. So yeah. It's just like everything else.
Yeah. Now, one of the shows they have brought you, Fantasia, and other ladies, young lady back together. How was that like working with them? How did that feel?
Oh man, when they brought us back together to do something, I think it was 2016 on that show. Yeah, that felt really great. You know, and even Jennifer was like, you know, it's so nice to be back with you ladies. You know, we all felt it. It was really a nice reunion moment, you know. So it'd be good to do something.
Y'all ever thought about making a group? Yo, y'all could make a dope group, yo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's on those ladies. You know, if they wanted to, I would definitely be down. You know, but I think with everybody's career paths and schedules, you know, it's you know kind of hard to create stuff sometimes. But we'll see. You never know.
Yeah,
you never know.
Mm-hmm. So you say the acting you've been doing. So like you know how do you balance that all that together? Acting this, and then I know you got a lot of little press dates and things to do. How do you balance all that?
A schedule and people reminding you of stuff, and you know, it's it gets pretty busy, you know. I will say, like, with the acting world, especially with theater, it's a little difficult because, you know, you're performing 8 shows a week, so you have to be on stage at that theater, you know what I mean? You have to commit to a schedule. Singing is a little bit more looser, you know what I mean? You just pretty much are showing up for rehearsals or for your show times. But, so yeah, it's a little difficult to do both, but it can be done. You know, one is probably going to, you know, be less of more than the other. You know what I mean? Say if you're going hard and acting, you know, the singing might take a back seat for a little bit, you know what I mean, or vice versa. So right now for me, like for a long time I was acting, so I wasn't on the singing thing for a while. Because I did, like, every year it was like I was doing another production. And then, but now, you know, I'm not in any production, so my music is getting all of my attention, which is really overdue. So I'm really, really happy to be back in this space. Now, that's not to say I wouldn't take an acting situation that came, but it would definitely have to kind of work around my music because my music has taken a backseat far too long. And so I definitely want to, you know, finish up this album. It's going to be released top of next year. And I have some beautiful songs on it. So I got to give it all the energy that it deserves.
So this album is it about, you know, they always ask people, is the album about pain? What you would say this whole next album is about if you had to sum it up?
Man, it is about, definitely, I would say it's about, like, I won't say pain necessarily, but some painful things that I've been through, but yet the discovery behind it, you know what I mean? So there's, like, a light at the end of the tunnel type of thing. But, yeah, it's like I'm an open book in a sense, you know what I mean? Like, every song is something that I've been through. You know, so it's real, you know, it's written by me, it's close to home. And then I have some songs on there that are beautiful, happy songs as well. So it's definitely a plethora of music, just like my first album was, like, you know, a mixture of R&B, you got some, you know, pop on there, you got some classics on there. So this album will be the same way. But as far as direction of, like, what the topics are and stuff, you're going to get more of, like, the heartache that I've been through. You might compare it to, like, a Mary J. Blige situation. You know how it was just like everybody loves painful marriage.
So us men better watch out, then. We in trouble.
You know what I mean? Right. See, this is
every
insane.
Time Mary put out an album, it hurts the men.
Yeah, so mine is definitely right, I know. So men, don't be afraid. It's not going to, you know, I'm not bashing at all, but I'm just, you know, talking about, and really it's experiences it's stuff that can happen from a male's point of view too, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a general thing of, like, the things that we go through in relationships. So so yeah, but it's definitely more personal than my first album was.
We have another one of your songs before we get into Forever. We got one more song we want to ask you. What's the inspiration about? You had a song called The Breeze. What was the inspiration of that when you did that?
The music. David P. Stevens, he's the producer. He sent that track to me. And, you know, when I heard it, it just, you know, that's kind of what music does to me. Like, I write according to what the music is telling me. So, you know how when we watch movies and, you know, whoever did the score, like, they create a musical sound that goes with that scene. So, okay, when you hear dun 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 dun, you know something about to happen, you know. Or you hear the nice classic, you know, orchestra melody that makes you want to cry, you know what's coming according to the music. So for me, you know, music is like that for me. It speaks to you. It tells you what should be said. You know what I mean? What is it saying? And so when he sent me that track, that's kind of what came up, you know what I mean? And then I do a gig in Key West every year. Didn't get to do it this year, but And, you know, I'm riding down the street on a bike, you know, just chilling. The breeze is blowing, and it just, I finished writing the song there, you know. It was so perfect. But, yeah, I wanted to do something just really fresh. Yeah, so that's how that came about. The music spoke to me, and I spoke back.
All right, we're going to get into that joint right there. We got her in the building, Harlem. LaToya London in the building. This is The Breeze, another hot joint. All right, let's get into it, and we'll get right back with the queen. We in the building, Beef Stew Radio, LaToya London in the building. We on a chill Monday, as y'all can see. We got her in the building. We just chilling out with the good grooves right now. You know, right now, I got a new vaccination out right now, right? Are you planning to take it if it comes to you?
Okay, wait. Let me just say this real quick before we move on. I just want to give a shout-out to Najee, the legendary Najee, for blessing my record with his beautiful flute.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I don't know if it's that. Yeah, that was Najee. Do I plan on taking the vaccine? Kind of a personal question, but I'm side-eyeing it. I'll just say that. I'm not a shot taker, you know what I mean, like that. Like, you know, you never know what's in that stuff. You know, there's always side effects, and, you know, I'm more of a naturalist, so, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How's the corona performing and just everything you're doing?
Yeah, it has. You know, everything. All my gigs this year got canceled. You know, early beginning of the year. You know, everything that I had planned out for this year got canceled, of course. And, you know, so yeah, just it really definitely changed things. But you know, I will say, it also gave me time to work on my album, you know what I mean, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really – that's the only way it slowed me down was just the fact that I couldn't perform. But other than that, I kept it moving and just, you know, I think for a lot of people it really caused them to kind of slow down and really look into self and see, okay, how can I – you know, what do I need to do? Like now I have the time to actually think and like get into self and figure myself out and what I really want to do. And also that we can't necessarily depend on these companies that hire us or whatever, you know what I mean? To make sure that we're good. Like we got to make it happen for ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I think people go in and figuring out what talents you have, you know, it doesn't have to be singing, doesn't have to be anything in the entertainment industry. I mean, you have all kinds of gifts that God gives us. So dig deep and figure out, you know, and the world needs you, you know, it's something that you have that you can offer to the world. And, you know, I think it pushed everybody in that direction to really figure that out.
I feel that. If it's a young girl out there right now listening to the show, she want to follow in your footsteps, what advice could you give her?
I would say, I know this is cliche, but I would say definitely stay true to yourself. You know, a lot of times in this industry, we start off feeling like, okay, I want to do this. This is who I am. And you get in the industry and then they kind of swerve you or sway you to kind of do other things or do what is working for them monetarily. Mm-hmm. And then you end up losing yourself, you know, or you end up doing some things that you don't want to do or that you may regret later. So I would say really, you know, focus in on who you are, what it is you want to say, you know, what you will and will not do. What are your boundaries? What are your standards? And stick to them, you know. I will also say, it's good to have an open mind because a lot of times artists, you know, we're really like closed-minded, you know, this is what we want, this is what we see. And sometimes people come in and give us another way to look at things. And it actually helps us expand. So I will say, you know, definitely have an open mind, but have your standards and boundaries of what's morally not going to work for you. That's important.
Okay.
That's what I would say. And practice your craft, you know. Don't think that, you know, once you, you know, reach a certain plateau that you're just good. You know what I mean? Like, always practice your craft, rehearse. I would say learn an instrument. You know, that would only enhance your songwriting and enhance your ear. Dive in, but have some standards, some boundaries.
All right.
Or else, you know.
Now, let's say, you know, we know the corona is going to be gone. Maybe let's give it a good 2 years. I'm not going to say, but hopefully it will really be gone in 2 years. 2 years from now, if we were to come back and sit down with the same interview, where would you hope to be and where would you figure you would be?
I would hope to have been, you know, of course, performing on stages that, you know, that I haven't touched yet, talking about how well my album did and how I've been nominated for some awards, and hopefully we'll be having that conversation.
All right. I know we are. We're going to do it. This is going to happen. Now we got to join forever. What's the inspiration behind that?
So that song, actually, I had written that song, but I wrote it differently for another artist. And so I actually had the opportunity to record the song for myself. And so I said, you know what? Let me switch it around, switch up some stuff, and make it more kind of like, you know, geared towards what I would say for me, you know. Because usually if I write for someone else, I gear it towards them, you know. And I love the melody. It was catchy. You know, I made it really about celebrating my heritage, you know what I mean, and how, you know, me, my ancestors, like, we've been here, we're going to keep going, you know, we just keep going, you know what I mean? We're forever, you know, me, I'm forever. So my lineage, you know what I mean? So I hope others can bask in that as well. So that's what that song is about, like, just celebrating yourself and your legacy, your lineage. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we thank you. You know, we took up all your little time and we finally got you here, but we really appreciate you. This was real intriguing for me right now. If you're ever in Harlem or New York, we'd love to get you on the TV show. We got the TV station. We'd love to have you there, you know, and do it all again. All right?
Yes,
so what we gonna do?
So
once again, we're going to get into this forever. We thank Miss LaToya London for being in the building. We feel like we have royalty today, for real, you know what I mean? We really feeling good over here. So you know you got
thank
our support.
You.
All
I
right, so
we're
going to get in. It's all good. We're going to get into this forever, y'all, and we're going to head on out. Beach Through Radio, you know how we do it. Until next time, we're going to keep it funky. Let's do it.
Started from